Welcome to Office Hours from XXXChurch.com, where we answer your questions regarding sexuality, porn, sexual integrity, and more. Where nothing is off the table and all conversations are welcome. Now, here's your host, Carl Thomas.
Welcome to Office Hours by XXX Church. I'm your host, Carl Thomas. I'm a pastor, certified neurohealth coach, and a guy who frankly struggled with a lot of stuff we talk about here for over 20 years until I found freedom about a decade ago. In today's episode, we're going to be jumping in and answering this question. How can I talk to my wife about my difficulties dealing with the reality of her sexual past? That's what I will be discussing today, so make sure you hang in there with me. Recognize that no questions are off the table, and I'm going to be as honest with my answers as I possibly can be, so don't get offended. Without any further delay, let's jump in. All right, so this question came into our Office Hours page. My wife has a deep sexual past. In her 20s all the way to 30s, she would have casual sex with coworkers and would love a sexually rebellious and promiscuous life until she met me. Now that we've been married almost 10 years, it now disturbs me that other men have so easily had access to her body and that they know her better than I do, physically, that is. How would I navigate this biblically? And how should I have a conversation about this with my wife as she can become very defensive? All right, so, you know, great question because, listen, sexual baggage, sexual past, that's a thing. And it can be very difficult to deal with, especially when you're in a relationship, in a marriage, where you want to have that just absolute, want, like, exclusive intimacy with somebody. And then you know that, oh, yeah, but back in the day, she used to get it on with this dude, with that dude, whatever. And obviously this thing can go both ways. I know in my marriage, my wife entered in and she had no sexual past like that. I did have a bit of a past. And she was willing to overlook, accept that, forgive me for that. Of course, when I got married, I didn't tell her about my porn, which is even more of a betrayal. And she found that out later when I came to her about that. But we got through that too. Mostly because of her grace and forgiveness and my willingness to be, you know, repentant about it and sincere. Like, hey, I'm really sorry that I did this to you. Can you ever forgive me? I don't know what your dating relationship was like. I don't know if you guys were having sex before you got married. I don't know if you had any bit of a sexual past. I mean, those would all be helpful things to know because obviously if you have a sexual past, then it's like, dude, you know, pot calling the kettle black, right? But just going off of the question I have here, yes, it's normal to have those kind of feelings of, ah, man, that really kind of bothers me. But at the same point, you got to understand that what's in the past is in the past and it had nothing to do with you, right? She was probably in a very different place. Now, it sounds like you guys are believers now. I don't know if she was a believer back then. Obviously, if she wasn't a believer back then, that's a even a bigger reason to just say, okay, I get it. She didn't believe the way she does now. But hey, look, I was a believer when I was doing all the stupid things I did in college, or at least I thought I was a believer. So it's possible that she had a faith, but just was acting out sexually. Usually, and by the way, it's like this with pornography and the stuff we talk about all the time. The reason men and women generally act out sexually, especially casually, there's a lot of things, you know, it's a misunderstanding about the purpose of sex, why God gave us sex. A lot of times it's a way to connect with people. Sometimes, you know, you hear the word daddy issues, right? Sometimes women, in this case, they try to find acceptance and love and affirmation in the hands of a lover, right? Because, even if it's just a one night stand, because for that moment that she's with that individual, she feels valued. And sometimes, I don't know what her past is like, but if she grew up in a situation where she didn't feel a lot of value, she didn't feel a lot of affirmation, that's pretty tough, right? And so you're going to seek these things out through other means, which are not healthy, right? So that's all stuff that you got to factor in, right? In terms of why she did it, where she did it, why she did it, what were the situations, did she have emotional problems that she was trying to deal with through sex? Like, these are all things that, if you understood more of that, would probably help you build a little more empathy or help you grow a little more empathy towards her. But again, you married her, right? So once you got, once you put the ring on, you said, hey, listen, I love you. And whatever happened, happened. You kind of, you know, committed to this idea that, hey, what's in the past is in the past. It's now about you and me, right? I accept you. Love, true love is not, hey, I love you, but I'm going to hold things against you. No, true love is, I love you. I understand that you screwed up, but that's okay. I forgive you, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect the way I feel about you now, right? And that's really what we're all after. We want to be loved and accepted for who we are. Not saying we celebrate those things, but we want to know that you know, hey, I can still connect with an individual even if I haven't been 100% in the right, which is probably one of the reasons she gets defensive. I mean, I'm just guessing there. But if you come to her and say, hey, you know, and you're bringing up these past issues, that's probably setting off some sort of red flag in her brain. Oh my gosh, my husband, he looks down on me. He can't accept me for who I am. Does he really love me? You know, if he knew everything I did, would he still love me? Like, these are all major, major questions that could be running through her head, which, yeah, sometimes is going to lead to defensiveness because that's just the reaction we automatically go to. Not saying it's the right reaction, but it's a pretty natural one. This person is possibly going to not connect with me anymore, and all I know to do is defend myself, right? So biblically, how do you answer it? I think, you know, you go to the person, right? The Bible's pretty clear. You go to the person, you say, hey, look, this is something I'm admitting that I'm struggling with. But, and then, you know, so you got to own the fact that you're struggling with it. And then you say, hey, but I also realize that this is my struggle and not yours. You know, I love you. There's complete grace here. I don't hold it against you, but I just need you to know that it's something that at times I'm struggling with. And then tell her why you struggle with it. I'm hoping it's because you want the connection with her to be exclusive, something that only you share. And, you know, knowing that she has people in the past that she's had sex with, kind of, it shakes that feeling of confidence a little bit in you. Again, your issue, right? Hey, this makes me feel a little threatened. It shouldn't, but it does, and I just need to be honest about that with you, okay? And you know, just try to have a healthy conversation about it. But realize that what she did back then was no reflection on you now, okay? And quite frankly, if you're in a healthy marriage and you guys are having what I would call holy sex, like, in other words, sex that's meant to bring you guys together, bond you emotionally in an intimate manner that, you know, that God has designed for us, the sex she had in the past is not the same thing, right? It's not. It was just sex. This is different. And I can say that from experience, right? Like, the sex I had with women before my wife, very, very different from what I experienced with my wife. You know, what I have with my wife is unique, it's special. And yeah, man, I wish she's the only one I ever had those experiences with. I wish she was the only person I ever had sex with. But I can tell you this, like, in terms of our sexual experience, it's absolutely unique. I've never had that with anyone else. And that's a good thing. So healthy conversation is good. I wouldn't avoid it, but understand that you gotta come into these conversations admitting that these insecurities, these feelings you have, they're really a you issue, right? It's about how it makes you feel. It's not really about her. We all make mistakes. We all have screwed up, and we all deserve, or we all should be forgiven and receive grace from the other person, because, like the Bible says, God forgave us, right? So how can we then in turn not forgive somebody else? That's all I got. I hope that was helpful. If you have a question for me that you want answered in an upcoming Office Hours episode, go to xxxchurch.com/office-hours. Submit your question there, and I will be sure to answer it. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Office Hours. Have questions you need answered? Submit them at xxxchurch.com/office-hours, and then tune in next week to hear what we got to say. Until then.